Hello everybody and welcome to Brovision, the show where we have three Americans and one Brit, so what possibly could go wrong? Sorry we haven't recorded in a while, we've had some major recording issues, but Brady, aka Breakfast, is on the case and he's managed to fix all the issues,
Get started.
So how's everybody doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm doing pretty good. Speaking of breakfast, I am eating a Dunkin' breakfast sandwich and I gotta say I'm a little disappointed. It's not as good as it usually is.
Wow. Okay.
What's everyone else up to? I'm at work.
Dad's literally taking a break recording. He's a savage.
I am.
Dedication.
Revision.
Let me talk about Dunkin' Donuts, though. They're the worst.
Dunkin' Donuts customer service never gets our order right, and they take 8 years to get it. But yeah, their donuts are really good. I'm not going to hide that.
Get them.
Whatever, bro.
I think it's like, I mean, obviously, that kind of depends on the Dunkin'. Like, ours is all right.
Well, our Dunkin' really sucks.
But they have, yeah, they never have, like, they always have a terrible selection of donuts. They only have, like, a few things. Like, if you go at this time, if you go, like, really early in the morning, you can get more. But I went through, like, my top, like, two or three choices, and they didn't have any of it.
Breakfast at, like, 11:15.
That's what happens to me every time. I've been to Dunkin' Donuts. I'm like, can I have that? Or we don't have any. Can I have that? We don't have any. So I just ended up leaving with like a pretty mediocre plain donut, which I didn't really want.
Yeah, I ended up just getting a plain cake donut with chocolate frosting. That's all they had. It was a little rough. It was a little rough, but at least it's something. Like, at first she thought they didn't even have any of that, but she checked again and they had what I wanted. So that was good. But I almost had to settle for just a plain cake donut as well.
Ouch.
I've just finished watching Fantastic Beasts.
That's such a good movie.
Because I just got the Blu-ray the other day, so. And I must say, it was one of the best films I have seen in 3D ever. Like, the 3D was brilliant.
Wait, you watched that, I bet 3D, that would be good in 3D in your house?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing, bro.
Yeah, it was really good. I've also got Moana as well, but I've just realized it doesn't come out until tomorrow, Monday. So, like, I got my copy 4 days early.
Oh.
Wow.
That's impressive.
Pirate Bay again.
No. I've actually got the Blu-ray. I don't pirate beer.
Nah. Oh, and just so you guys know, I didn't pirate this Skype. I actually figured out how to use the recording gear that I got for my guitar to help me out with Brovision, so that's pretty cool. Serving multiple purposes.
So if you went to like the Caribbean and downloaded it there, would that make you a pirate of the Caribbean?
Wow.
Wow, dude.
Just,
I'm not really sure how to answer that.
I'm not sure how to answer that either.
We
need that sound effect right now that just goes, wah, wah.
I can edit that.
Can you save that sound effect so we've got it every time we need it?
I can do that. I can load us some sound effects. You know what? We're going to get more professional than any other podcast on Brovision. I'm going to have a soundboard ready with all kinds of sound effects. Like, we're going to be amazing. Probably not, but you know, we can try it.
Time Gary tells a bad joke.
Yeah, we'll have it along with our theme song. Anyways.
Okay. No, I'm dead serious, though. The way that I've set up Brovision, it is like a click of a button for us to do this. Like, check this out. What? Never mind. I can't play music during the call. That's an issue.
That's going to really hinder your noodling abilities.
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh,
it's not gonna
I'm
work.
Surprised we still have listeners. So surprised.
Me too.
Seriously,
well,
especially
because
we haven't uploaded.
Apparently, you can't play music while you're Skyping, so that's cool. Thanks, Skype.
You guys got to meet a listener?
Yes.
Didn't you last week?
Wow. Have we not talked about that since
then?
Well,
actually,
it was like
two weeks ago.
Was it? That's how long we've been since we've recorded.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
But yeah, we got to
Shout
meet Jason and his wife, and it was awesome.
And we did have a guest last week, but since we had some recording issues, we couldn't get more. And we're all going to get more again. We do have a few guests lined up now.
Oh, yeah.
So now we have proper recording facilities.
Ooh.
We can get some cool guests on, which we're all pretty excited about.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited
like,
for these guests.
To be fair, we would probably have like three more episodes up if it weren't for all the technical difficulties we've had
over
the time.
If we did like put the episode up where we had recording issues, it would just be me probably swearing down like the
yeah.
It would be
because the recorder wouldn't work.
And I would listen to that, just Gary swearing all day. That'd be awesome.
I would listen.
That's basically my Snapchat to you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're, like, Geordie terms.
Like,
well,
yeah.
It turns out, oh, Tim won't have the Geordie dictionary, so we can't do Geordie word of the week.
Boy.
Oh, man.
Brady's got the dictionary.
I have it.
Huh?
Oh, he's got the dictionary.
Yeah, we're good.
Go get it.
Well, it's not time yet, chill.
Well, yeah, but you should probably look for the words, right?
I will. We'll figure it out.
One thing I did want to bring up, guys, which will affect you this week, is the Volcano Beer annual pass prices.
To add the fun.
I think you guys got a pretty raw deal with that one.
Well,
everyone's
It depends on when your pass is up. So
yes.
Our passes renew in May.
Really? I thought it was February.
So it wouldn't be terrible.
Yes, it would be.
But I don't like that, you know, for 1 month you're not allowed to go.
Stupid. Except Connor can, because Connor's cool and he has the premiere.
Well, yeah, the thing is, I don't even know if I would even go in July anyway.
Honestly,
like, it's just going to be too packed. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it will be, but I mean, I don't think it's terrible. $99 for the pass for the whole year. I mean, it's not awful.
Well, it depends. No, Dad, really. When is our pass up in May? It depends on when in May it's up, because we only have, like, when does it open? 24th of May or something? Like, I don't know. Don't ask me for credible news. I am not a good source. But we would only have, like, June.
So. Oh, isn't it open at the end of April?
I don't know.
It's May 25th, isn't it?
Thank you, Gary.
Oh, it is.
Okay, so, Brady, our passes are up, like, mid-May. I want to say, like, the 15th or the 16th.
Well, then we could buy it, and then we could go opening day, which would be a stupid idea. And then we could go June and the rest of the year. I mean, I probably wouldn't go in September. It would probably be cold. Just kidding, it's Florida. Of course I'd go in September.
Because I'm going in September.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Gary.
Disney passes.
What?
With all the water parks attached to it, and we went to the water parks how many times, Brady?
I think we went once.
Once,
yeah.
So are you saying you wouldn't get them then? The Volcano Bay Pass? Or would you? I mean, it's cheaper than getting the top Disney Pass, that's for darn sure.
So do you guys have the Premier Pass?
We have the preferred. Connor has Premier.
Because Premier is $149 to upgrade with no blackout dates.
Yeah.
And the preferred is $99 with blackout dates from the 1st of July to the 31st of July.
Yeah.
Well, Gary, here's the thing. My pass expires in December. So it's like 7 months after it opens. So for me, it might not be too bad. And plus, what is it to go for just like 1 day, like 70, right?
Yeah, Elo as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you go twice, your pass is already worth it.
The Premier Pass now, renewal price with Volcano Bay on is $638 with Volcano Bay.
Yeah, but isn't that like, that would be like for the next time mine renews, right?
Oh, yeah. So if your pass was up, say, September and you renewed, it would be $638. But if you didn't want Volcano Bay, it would already be $489.
Right, but my pass expires in December. So
then prices will probably still be planned.
Right. But if I go twice between the day Volcano Bay opens and December, so twice within 7 months, then the upgrade was already worth it. Because it's like $70 to go for 1 day, right?
I don't have the one-day prices in front. Let me try and find them. The Universal website is so confusing.
I agree.
Yeah. When the prices first came out, I was like, what the heck?
Can we talk about something?
I had to read. Say what?
Can we talk about something real quick?
Yep.
I despise the darker shades of the colors. Just wanted to put that out there.
I think that's cool.
That's really, really nitpicky.
I know, but like, I don't like I see what they're doing. They're keeping the color scheme the same, but like they just darkened them a little bit. But I don't like them. They don't look good dark. I'm gonna be that pass holder that complains about the color of the new pass.
I think you would be the first one I've seen. So you can have that title.
But I'm going to complain about Disney then, since Brady's complaining.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Yeah, tell him all about it.
Yes. I tried to book a dinner reservation at Be Our Guest, which I try to do every year. I got the reservation for me and Becca. The app crashed, and when I loaded the app back up, it was only one person. What I had to, I just came off the phone with them earlier on, and they couldn't change the booking for two people. So now I have two separate reservations for one, a party of one.
What? That's dumb.
Yep. So now, like, but the reservations on for the same time, they're 10 minutes apart from each other. So Becca's going to have to go in, wait in the lobby for 10 minutes till I can check in, and then we can sit together.
So is Be Our Guest, like, seat yourself then?
It's really weird, it's Be Our Guest, because yeah. during the daytime, during breakfast and lunch, it's quick service, but at nighttime, it's table service. But during breakfast and lunch, you go find a table.
You put your flower on it.
Yep, you go seat yourself, and they bring your food to your table once you've ordered it. So basically, it is table service.
Except you order at a quick service, like, area. It's weird, I agree.
So we'll Be Our Guest, you can actually log on MDA. I think it's something like 2 weeks before you go. You can actually pick what food you want before you get there.
What? Really?
So, like last year, we got the rose, but they took the rose back before we got to the table. And we were confused at how the staff member found us in the tracky via a magic band. So they knew where we were sitting in the restaurant via our magic bands.
That's really crazy.
So we ordered our food 2 weeks before we went. We walked in, were paid before we ate in the lobby, went and sat down, and then about 15 minutes later, the food came on a cart to our table. And I was like, what? This is crazy. And apparently, it's tracked all via a magic band.
That's pretty cool.
So that's I think that's pretty awesome for a table service. Quick service, sorry. But it is quite pricey, but basically you are getting like table service at a quick service price, if that makes sense.
It's really good food, though.
So obviously, like, it's a great experience, but how's the food there? And also, are you guys doing dinner, breakfast, or lunch?
We're going for lunch, but I might try and get a breakfast reservation because I've never been for breakfast for like a different day. Depending on like where we're going to be inside Disney property, but the food there is awesome. There's not a great deal on the lunch menu that I like, but last year, and I'll be getting it this year, it was like a turkey sandwich, and it was like really, really nice for quick service food, plus it was big as well.
Nice.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the gray stuff.
The gray stuff is delicious, but
I thought it would be different. It's just like buttercream pudding, I think, isn't it?
It's kind of like buttercream frosting.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because when you look at it,
it's sort of just frosting, anyway, but it's a little bit different. But it's definitely worth getting.
It's the gray stuff's different during lunchtime than it is at nighttime.
Wait, really?
Yeah. So at nighttime, it's a cupcake, I think.
I've only had it during lunch, and it was like. I think it was a cupcake. That may have changed, yeah, because the last time I was there was like 2012,
13. Yeah, so lunchtime's a cupcake, but I think dinner time it's a proper dessert made out of it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, and there was like a little chocolate like one of those little edible chocolate like paper looking things where it says Be Our Guest and gray stuff or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
It's pretty good though.
Have you ever tried to book for dining in the castle?
Is that Cinderella's Royal Table?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually looked today and there was a table available.
Ooh.
Because we're starting to book our dinner reservation, so there was a table available. It's character dining, and it's one of them ones where on the website it says the price could either be $20 or $60. And then you don't actually know until you turn up.
I know where Gary should go.
Where?
1900 Park Fair.
I've heard good things about that.
I'm just kidding. I've never been. All I know is it's good food and it's expensive.
I thought for sure you were going to say Blaze Pizza.
Gary, let's go to Blaze.
Yes, I am definitely going to Blaze.
You better invite us. Gary.
But the inside Bale, I guess, restaurant as well is pretty awesome because there's three different themed rooms. So you've got like the East Wing, the West Wing, off the movie.
The dining.
And you've got the main sort of banquet hall as well.
Yeah. It's so cool to get in. It's so cool to go in the West Wing, like from the movie. I love that room.
Yeah, it's all dark and they've got the ripped apart wall where the beats. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It is.
Plus, they've got the enchanted rose as well, which is a cool special effect. So that's pretty cool. Plus, I seen the movie yesterday as well. So
we still haven't seen it. It looks good though.
Oh, absolutely good. Really amazing. Loved it.
Did Dad disappear?
Emma Watson.
He's just listening.
Are you not a speaker today?
I'm just listening. I'll speak soon.
Okay.
So I think we can all agree that Emma Watson is like bae.
Ooh.
I mean, I was just like watching her in that movie. From like the first scene, I was just like, okay. I think I'm in love.
All right, that took a turn.
What about the creepy doll, which looks nothing like her?
Yeah,
that's pretty terrifying.
But no, I thought it was a really good rendition. You know, Emma Watson aside, it was the Beast looked really good. I thought, It was just a really visually pleasing rendition overall, I would say.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking at the MDA app because I've also had issues setting the linking me park tickets up to the app as well. So at present, it's only Becca who's going to Disney, not me, because my ticket doesn't work.
Wait, oh, great. Did you guys hear that?
No.
No?
Wait, I'm not sure that you would. I think only the listeners would hear it since it's coming through my phone, not to Skype. Hold on.
More issues?
Probably the planes.
All right, I guess you guys didn't hear it, but it was a sad trombone. We've got the sound working.
Wow.
Oh, I feel so sorry for the listeners if we have any.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It's all left by.
Yeah, we don't really have a script today, if you guys can't tell. We're kind of just trying to catch up and tell you guys what's going on because we've had a ton of technical difficulties.
We're all getting there.
Yeah, we are.
Never mind all that nonsense. Let's talk about what's important.
What's important to him?
Really? Come on. They announced the first house at HHN.
Oh yeah.
The one that Connor
won't go in.
All right.
Yeah, probably not.
The first house you go.
Yeah, you're going in. You don't have a choice, really.
Yeah. All right, then you'll hop on the rocket with me, right?
Yeah, no.
I'm super late but on you don't these have choice. Memes on these sound effects, but, you know, we got to do a...
Oh,
there's
something in the mail today.
What?
This episode's terrible.
You just like stopped talking in the middle of your sentence.
I just used the D's nuts, okay, man? It was a little late. I'm trying to figure out how to do this so you guys can hear it, but it's not working. Only the listeners are going to hear it.
Dude, the listeners have been waiting for like weeks for an episode and then this is what we give them. Like, we should feel terrible.
We should pay them.
Yeah.
All right, but yes, American Horror Story has been announced.
Come on, now.
I cannot wait for this house. You guys know that within like 2 hours of the house being announced, I had a video on YouTube.
Yes, you did.
I did want to be the first one. I thought I was. Connor shattered me dreams, and it was Zombie Chris who beat me.
Oh.
Listen, though. Zombie Chris is tough to beat. He's quick.
He's quick. I agree.
I'm not surprised Zombie had this video filmed like a week before it was announced.
Probably. I mean, he had to have known this.
Everyone
was coming,
knew
obviously.
This was coming. Let's be honest.
Like this was by far the most Yeah. This was by far the most, like, predictable house, for sure.
Agreed.
I didn't think Roanoke was 100% going to be in it yet, like, to be honest.
I think that's going to be the best part of this house.
I think Roanoke is going to be absolutely amazing. I think it's going to be a very gory house. I think it's going to be a smelly house. And yep. I think it's going to be a really, really scary house, to be honest.
Oh, goody.
I hope they use the tunnels.
Yes, in that house. That would be amazing. If near the end of the house, to get out of the house, you had to go through the tunnels, would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched American Horror Story, so I have no idea what they're talking about, but I'll catch up.
Oh, skip straight to Roanoke.
Okay.
I was thinking about watching one, actually, because I read that it wasn't, like, super jump scare, just kind of, like, disturbing. Is that, like, factual?
Roanoke is totally messed up.
Yeah. It's awesome. The one with, like, those weird pyramid head dudes?
Resident Evil?
It's about a colony. It's actually a true story from what I believe.
What?
Well, that's Roanoke, I know that, but isn't there... What's Coven about? Is that, like, witches? Like,
yeah, that's a witch. Descendants of the Salem family. But if you watched my video, I mean, it's cool if you didn't, but you would probably know, just saying.
No, I did, but I remember seeing from the trailers.
He's getting flamed. That
there are these weird pyramid head dudes. These weird pyramid, they had like really pointy heads. I don't know what it was.
I must confess, I didn't even watch the trailers. I just put them in the video.
Connor, let's just talk about how you just got flamed by Gary.
But to be honest, the video didn't do as good as I'd hoped. I thought like everybody would be searching on YouTube, and it hasn't even got 200 views yet.
Ooh.
Well, they probably all watched Zombie Chris's video then.
Oh, got him.
Oh. Has anybody got any aloe vera?
For that burn.
I just got burned.
I just peeked the mic, my bad.
Burn vision, bro.
I'm going to save Zombie Chris and just, like, compare.
But yeah, I mean, I was actually thinking about watching those series. Although, the thing is, like, I'm kind of squeamish. Like, when someone's, like, getting hurt on screen, like, I can't look.
That's because I, like, cringe. You're I'm, like, a wuss. Oh,
no. I'm going to smack you.
I don't think Asylum was that good of a season. It started out awesome, and then it went terrible because it just went weird, basically.
Because of aliens.
Yes. it did start off to be an awesome season. I mean,
it's like, well, isn't it like each season is like a whole different story?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same actors, but different people.
That's weird. But
so you
but
could I just
feel like, whatever.
I feel like there's Easter eggs though in like every season that kind of ties it all together.
There's loads of conspiracy theories, though, that are, like, to say that all the seasons are linked together.
It's like the Pixar theory. Fun fact. Well, yeah, we're having a lot of issues right now. Gary's told me, apparently, like, I'm very lagging, because they've been talking, like, probably 3 seconds after, yeah. Whatever, I can't speak. So, like... Would you guys agree? Like, are we having a little bit of technical difficulties today?
I would probably say a lot.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's better than not having the recording work.
Very
I guess.
True.
It Something's better
like,
than nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I just, it
Especially
feels
when
like.
It's been weeks.
It feels like it's coming in, like really late for you guys, my mic. So I don't know. I'll fix it somehow. Probably not.
Olivia, no idea.
That's me. I don't know anything.
That's our boy.
In the top of the technical difficulties, my laptop blew up the other day, so...
Oh, yeah. Woo.
So now I'm... I mean, like, I'm not that fussed because I've got, like, an iMac sitting there. And I was sitting using, like, a 2012 Windows laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's harder to record on the Mac than it is on the laptop.
I see.
For some reason. But since Brady's recording at Return of the Mac.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, one more thing about American Horror Story. I was actually thinking about watching the seasons. because the only reason I'm not that interested in the house, because I know it's going to be scary, but it's, like, not worth it for me.
Of course it's going to be scary, Connor. It's Horror Nights. Come on. You have so much to learn.
Brady, I can't take your disses seriously until you ride a roller coaster. I'm sorry, bro.
Dude,
but
I have ridden a roller coaster.
He didn't watch any of the series last year, and he went into the house, and he loved that house.
Exactly.
Well, my thing is, like, since I'm only going once, maybe twice.
Oh, I'm only going once, so sure I'm not going to do all, like, the houses. That doesn't make any sense.
Because I'm not interested in doing all the houses.
Oh my god, guess what? I didn't watch American Horror Story.
I'm just interested in hanging out with you guys. The event itself, okay, good. It's an event. But I'm really just wanting to hang out with you guys.
Inside the houses.
Yes.
We can't hold a conversation there.
Sure we can. If you're not a wuss.
Well, I guess we could.
We're kind of Finnegans.
Oh! Hey.
We're doing every house. You're going through because we're going to rate every house.
I agree. We have to talk about it on Brovision.
I'll just watch the walkthroughs.
Dude, they don't even do them on all the houses. They're not allowed to do them on all the houses. And all of them are only highlights, too.
I feel like I watched quite a bit of walkthroughs from this past year.
Maybe they were the Hollywood ones. Ha, Gary. We're on the same page, bro.
No, I specifically searched Orlando.
Well, a lot of people lie to you, so.
Orlando and Hollywood.
Because in Hollywood, they're allowed to film the houses.
Really? Just like anyone can?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so cool. I wish we could.
What? Wait, is it like a universal thing? Like, are they allowed to film on the rides, too?
No.
I don't think so.
Tim Tracker did like a walkthrough of every single house. Yeah,
when they went out there.
Horror Nights last year.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair.
I can't remember the reason on why they're allowed to record there, but not Orlando. But there is a reason on why they can't in Orlando, but can in Hollywood. Not sure why, though. I'll find out. I'll
wait a minute. Isn't it because there's no alcohol served at Hollywood's Horror Nights? Or am I thinking of something else?
There is no alcohol, but I'm not sure if that's the reason why.
I think that's... Dad, someone told us about that, right?
You know, yeah, that could be.
You remember when we had that conversation?
That's the main reason.
That's crazy that they don't serve alcohol.
Yeah, well, that's good for the scare actors then, because then they don't get, you know, abused like they do here
in
Orlando.
Yeah, do you know how many friends that we have? Well, like, we don't have a ton, but, like, do you know how many stories we've heard from people that worked Horror Nights last year? They were abused.
Yeah, it's stupid. Bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel bad. It's just people just can't practice like common decency. Like, just don't touch the scare actors. Like, don't get up in their face. Just let them.
I know.
Literally do their job.
Their actual job is to scare you. Like, don't get defensive. Yep.
If you are getting up in a scare actor's face, it's only so you can say these nuts.
These nuts.
That should be the only reason you get in anybody's face.
I agree.
Honestly. Like, for us, they're entertaining their actors, but for them, it's like a job. Like, you know, these people that get drunk at Halloween Horror Nights, they probably just like work an office job on the weekdays, right? So you wouldn't want like some drunk guy coming into your cubicle and shoving you around while you're trying to type up this month's report now, would you?
That's what I'm saying. They're no different. They just have a cooler job.
There's one thing last year that annoyed me with the scare actors is like a lot of them broke character when they seen the friends and whatnot. That was pretty annoying. Did anyone say that?
Yeah, it did happen, but I mean,
it was mainly the cheerleaders, the zombie cheerleaders that I had seen it happen to.
I didn't see that happen.
I could like see one of the Dead Man's Wharf guys like walking up to one of their friends and like dapping them up and being like, "What up, dude?"
I mean, the friends that we have at Horror Nights, they still kept character really well when they talked to us.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Like,
yeah.
We have a friend in Chance. We had a friend in Dead Man's Wharf or whatever it's called. I almost called it Dwarf. But they kept character.
Yeah, that same friend is actually in the intro to my vlogs.
Oh, yeah, that's
in
true.
In character.
So, yeah, I think I asked you guys this in the chat, but how long do you think it's going to be before we get another announcement, whether it's like Scare Zone or...
What? Connor, house. We just got the like, first one like the other day.
Dude, first of all, you need to hop off me. Second of all...
You have so much to learn.
The only answer I got was a long time.
Catch me outside, huh?
How about that? That meme can die.
End of April, beginning of May for another announcement.
I'm going with June.
Right, gotcha.
The note,
and I don't think I can believe from yesterday, because there were, you know, obviously it was April Fool's yesterday, but there were a few posts yesterday about Walking Dead, the best of house, coming back.
There was also the April Fool's joke from Christopher Ripley's website, HHN Unofficial, was Stephen King's going to be the icon.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
That's amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah. So he got him.
Got him.
But yeah, don't they normally announce all of the scare zones at once, just before the event?
I believe so, yeah. I think that's normally the last thing that we find out. Or one of.
And then all happens. So, but there is a lot of rumors kicking around about, like, Saw.
I would die for a Saw house. That was like one of the first horror movies that I really, really got into. It blew my mind. Like, ask Dad.
There has been a Saw house. I think I'm sure there has been a Saw house.
Yeah,
already.
There has been, but I didn't go because that was in like a while back, and I was a scared little boy then.
I mean, I know there was a Saw house in like 2010 or something. I don't know, like. If there's been one since then.
Nah, there's only been one, I think, if I've done my research correctly. Because, of course, I looked into that once I saw. I was like, whoa, there was a house?
Right.
Hey, I got a question. I think it was Christopher Ripley's tweet. Did you see the tweet about something about, like, the computer code linking, like, last year to Chance and whatever house? And then this year, the way that code has been, it's linking Jack and something else.
Yes, I did, but I didn't read it properly. But if Jack's coming back, I'm all for that, because he is one of the best icons ever.
I haven't looked at that. I'll have to take a look.
I just want to know how true that is. That'd be kind of cool.
I want the director to come back.
I want the usher to come back.
I think director or usher are both likely, because a lot of the rumors are saying that a lot of these houses are going to be based off movies this year, right? Is that would I be correct in saying that?
They only do like a mixture, because they can only get so many IP houses, and then the rest are like
originals,
Universal original.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, but that would make sense if the director and the usher came back, if it was like a highly movie-themed HHN.
Yeah.
Which would be pretty cool, because I got to see the usher again at HHN 25, and he was pretty awesome. And also, I listened on Scare Zone. They did an interview with the guy who played the director, like the original director. And that interview was one of the best and funniest interviews I've ever heard, listening to all like the stories that he was telling about when they were shooting all the promo videos for that year's house. So that was pretty awesome.
Well,
I mean, I would like it to be Jack, but
yeah, that would be cool.
Jack's back.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't wait. Very excited. I was wearing my HHN t-shirt the other day, drinking out of a Blinky cup. I don't know if everybody's seen the gif that I made on Twitter. That kind of went out of control a bit. Waiting for HHN, like, and then I'm just blinking.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. Well,
you got those words yet?
No, I don't, but I was going to say, should we wrap it up? I think we'll have to save the Jody for next week.
Why not? So I think for next week, if this recording's gone fine, if we can sort everything out, we'll aim to have a guest, hopefully.
Yes.
The guest that we're all getting on first is very excited to come on. He's a very busy guy, and I would say he's quite, how would you describe him, guys? Quite influential in the theme park world?
I would say.
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like the word.
Very.
He's pretty well in with the HHN community.
Don't give away too many hints, Gary.
Well, not too many. I mean, that's the last hint I'm going to give.
Right.
But I can't wait to have Mike Aiello on the show next week. Whoops.
Ha ha ha, you wish.
just to clear up, it's not Mike Aiello.
It's not. Don't get too excited. But our guest is very, very cool.
Did you say Amanda was hanging out with James Michael Ruddy last week?
Yep.
In the casino when he was in London.
I didn't see that.
Gary, give me a reminder. Who is that again?
He created Horror Nights. Okay. He was the co-creator with Julie Zimmerman.
Yeah, with Julie. Okay, yeah.
But also, I got invited down as well, but it was a tad too far for us to go. But I would have loved to hang out with James Michael Ruddy in London in a casino.
Dang, bro.
But can I give a quick plug? I'm just trying to find the link. The co-creator of Halloween Horror Nights is Julie Zimmerman. She's very ill at the moment, and she needs a blood transfusion. She has a GoFundMe page. I'm trying to find the actual link.
We'll make sure to put the link in the description of this week's podcast.
Yep. So we'll put the link in the description. I have got it here. Just if you want to listen, it's GoFundMe.com/Julie's-Blood-Bank. Again, we'll put the description. Again, she's one of the co-creators of Halloween Horror Nights, so we wouldn't have this amazing event if it wasn't for her and James Michael Ruddy. She's over halfway for the goal now, so not far to go, guys. So wish her all the best. So that's it, guys. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening.
Yes.
And we'll catch you next week on Brovision.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.